Blog Talk Radio.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Busily doing something. I don't know what we're doing.
Oh, this is true. There's so much news today. Oh my God. So much news. We got Gamescom going on. We've got GDC Europe. We've got PAX Prime coming up.
Please don't mention PAX. People are very angry with us.
Well, you know what? Had PAX not been names that I'm not going to repeat.
They are very, very miffed with us, some people. I got told people's hearts were broken.
Y'all want us there next year? Tell PAX Prime to not be...
You know, I feel kind of...
Not a nice name.
I feel foolish, okay? Because last year... Okay, last year, Fatality says people were asking where he was, why he wasn't in PAX. And I asked, I said, how come you're not here? I have your dog tags. And that he said, you know, he'd get back next time he saw me. That's been, God, years ago. So I still got him. And he says, well, when they pay me, I'll show up. I think I'm starting to understand why he didn't come. Guess what, PAX? Now y'all got to pay us. We're not coming.
True story. And you've got people that are mad at y'all. Trouble.
I did not know that we were so loved. But it's nice. Thank you all so much for liking us. We like y'all, too. But we're not coming.
No, we're not coming. No, those guys done ticked us off. No.
And now, yes, they are asking, well, you can come. We got you. But no, that's okay.
Thanks, but no thanks.
That's all right.
We'll be going to something else.
Going down to the GDC.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying this, and I'm going to say it every day until it's time.
I'm sorry, I'm all munching an apple in your ear.
That's all right. It's lunch. It's lunch with Ginger and Corey, in case you're listening to. And that's Corey. That's Corey that's not crunching in your ear.
And this is Ginger that is crunching in your ear.
I'm excited because when I get to go to GDC with Miss Ginger, I get to take her to Moonshine Cafe. I'm going to keep saying that.
Yay!
Show up. Watch, a bunch of people going to show up to have breakfast with us.
That's fine. It's my birthday. Come have breakfast.
Yes, if you live...
You got to pay for yourself, though.
Oh, yeah. We're not paying for your breakfast. We will not pay for your breakfast. You are welcome to come sit with us. We will be in Austin at the Moonshine Cafe bright and early on Sunday morning, having us a big breakfast before we go, and then have a nap, and then go back where we go.
Yes.
Can't eat all of that breakfast and not have a nap after. Oh, because that's going to be a lot of breakfast. Lots and lots of breakfast. Rawr.
It's going to be so good.
I can't wait. So, am I salivating? I think I'm salivating just a little bit.
Maybe salivating, just a little bit.
Just a tad. I'm trying not to. Oh, God, can the news stop? Please.
Apparently not. There is so, so much out there. Oh, my God. Y'all kill me. Y'all kill me.
Would you like me to start?
Sure. Go on.
Because I...
Whoa, what was that accent? All right.
Wow, you hear that? Mine is steadily flowing in as I'm speaking.
I think I'm tired.
Oh, wow. Whew. Okay, so this is an odd place to start. Usually we have rhyme or reason. There will be none today. Okay, so.
No rhyme, no reason.
All right, so Modern Hits tracks are confirmed for the new upcoming game, Get Up and Dance.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. O Game says, today revealed the first. Game. Revealed.
See, she did it. It wasn't even me this time. It was her.
Hey, they were asking for it with that name. They revealed the first batch of tracks from Get Up and Dance, the ultimate format social dancing game that everyone can play, whether you're a dance hall diva like myself or have two left feet like some of you out there.
Ginger
just hasn't had Corey teach her how to dance yet. I don't know if I should with all them fluffy cakes you got. We had to fight the peoples off of you then. I don't know. Maybe I need to... I don't have bail money to get all of us out, so I don't know. The exciting modern hits, tunes, and get up and dance features contemporary dance floor fillers from the likes of Jessie J, Nicole Scherzinger, Teo Cruz, Noisettes, and Girls Aloud. I don't know who any of those are. Any of you out there know who those are?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
Nicole Scherzinger is.
Who is? The name sounds familiar.
She's the really, really hot one from,
Okay, now, thank you. As soon as you said the really hot one, it clicked, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very good dancer, actually. I wonder if they're going to actually let her do some motion capture. Anyway. Mm. Yeah, that would be nice. Excellent dancer. So they're saying the incendiary mix of chart-topping hits is just part of the fun and eclectic package of music that will form Get Up and Dance's track roster with loads of ways to play, whether you're with your mates. You know this from the UK when I say that, right? At a party or at home with family, Get Up and Dance is the essential element for the ultimate fun night in. When Get Up and Dance shimmies its way onto Wii, PlayStation Move, sorry guys, no connect, on November 4th, gamers will be able to get their groove on to expansive track listing featuring everything from classic funky disco tracks to the following modern hits. And there's supposed to be some promo videos, but No, they didn't give us any. They just gave us a bunch of links to their Facebook page, which we'll share with you. But here's some of the songs. Black Kids, I'm Not Gonna Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance. Girls Aloud, The Promise. Gwen Stefani, What You Waiting For? Okay, now I'm buying it just for that song. That is one of my favorite songs to dance to. What You Waiting For? Oh, that is a girl anthem. We're having it tomorrow, by the way. I'm getting it today.
Yeah. Yes.
We're starting the show with that tomorrow. Jessie J, Nobody's Perfect, LaRue, Bulletproof, Marina and the Diamonds, Hollywood, Nicole Scherzinger, Poison, Noisettes, Don't Upset the Rhythm, oh look, Pussycat Dolls, don't ya? Rizzle Kicks, Down with the Trumpets, okay. Tao Cruz, Come On Girl, and Timberland featuring Kate Perry, If We Ever Meet Again. I just want What You're Waiting For. I could do without the rest of it. that's my song. I love you, Gwen. All right, so again, that'll be out November 4th, and it will not be available on the Kinect. Sorry, guys. So you need your Wii or you need your PlayStation Move to play. And, of course, you can keep it here. We'll keep you up to date because I got a bunch of crap here they sent, but no trailers. I'm sorry. But I got a bunch of other stuff that I'll be sharing with you. Just a moment. As soon as they stop playing this horrible music in my ear that you cannot hear. From the PR.
I hate it when they do that.
This particular PR company, I'm going to have to. I think they're getting emailed today. Y'all need to kill that music. It's annoying. I don't need it.
I don't know what y'all are doing, but y'all are killing me.
I don't need it. I really don't need it. Thank you so much for the PR, so we don't need it. Okay. What you got, Ginger? What you got?
What have I got? Oh, I have got so much stuff. All right. I'm going to start off with GamePolitics.com this morning because you know I love them.
Yay!
Target ramps up trade-in program.
Target?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
We love us some Target. Target is ramping up its in-store trading program to include more that have a cash value towards purchasing new goods. The retailer announced today. The company said today that customers can save money on back-to-school purchases by trading in their used electronics and video games. Target's electronics trade-in services, in partnership with Nextworth, has expanded to 1,490 of its stores across the country where Target mobile centers are located. And new product categories have been added to further expand the service. The trade-in service at Target is now accepting calculators and DVDs. And
wow.
iPods, iPads, iPhones, cell phones, Nintendo DS units, and video games.
Wow. I'm in shock.
Yes, it's kind of awesome. All right, so they say offering electronic trade-ins at Target makes it simple for people to get money out of their used electronics immediately and conveniently. This is coming from Dave Chin, CEO at Nextworth. The trade-in store trade-in services paired with Nextworth's existing online program provides a full-service solution for electronics recycling to meet anyone's needs. Trade-ins are evaluated on-site and values are determined based on the model and condition of the item, according to Target. Customers then receive a prepaid card for the value of the trade-in to put towards their next Target purchase. Guests can also participate in the electronics trade-in services online at Nextworth.com.
Oh, that is hot. So I wonder about old cell phones because I got a bunch of old cell phones.
Oh, right. All right. So over at Nextworth.com, you have the choice of cash or gift card for your trade-in. The online service
Services also offers free and fully insured free and fully insured UPS shipping. All right, so if you want more information about the trade-in program, you can check it out over at Target.com or NextWorth.com.
That is exciting.
That is awesome. You know, and they're talking about this being a whole recycling thing. Is this an actual recycling where they're going to take these things apart and use them for something else? I don't know.
Well, there's been a lot of companies that have been pushing to get you to give them your old stuff. I know one of my local places here that no longer exists, sadly, they're about to get a plug and they no longer exist, is Lightspeed Computers. That I used to let do the wiring, and they would always ask you to bring in your old motherboards and things like that, old computers, and then I don't know what they did with them, but they take them off your hands and give you a little cash towards, you know, something in the store, new motherboard or whatever. So they were a small company doing it. I always wondered why.
See, and that's awesome because I know most people, well, I don't know if they so much just don't realize or don't care. You're not supposed to throw away electronics like that.
Mm-mm.
It's bad for the environment.
That's why I got a closet full of it. So if Target wants it, you can have it, baby. You can have it.
That's why I like the idea. You know, I mean, if they're able to take it apart and use it for something else, that's great.
I'm like, awesome, awesome sauce. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's some interesting news.
She says that, but she doesn't sound like she's all that interested. She sounds like she's irritated.
I am. So, apparently Epic is working on 5 brand new titles.
That's a lot of titles.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited? Are you excited?
No.
Okay, here's what should make it exciting. None of them are Gears of War related.
Oh! That is good.
Yes, Mike Capps has told us over at GDC Europe, talking to a keynote audience today. This is from GI.biz, by the way. He says, they're commenting on the size of those projects in answer to a question from the audience, Caps intimated that the games would be download or mobile titles, certainly not on the scale of the AAA projects which Epic had previously worked on. He says, at Epic, we didn't multiply the studio size by 5 when we started working on these multiple projects, so you can make some assumptions about the size of those projects, as what he told the audience. Said that change of pace, undoubtedly influenced by the successes of Shadow Complex and Infinity Blade, also means that these titles are less of a risky prospect in an uncertain market. I guess smart, but kind of not smart. Take a risk.
Mm-hmm.
He says everyone knows the middle class is disappearing from the console business. Gears of War, I hope, will do really well, but a pretty good game doesn't make its money back anymore. A game like Homefront sells a couple million copies, and they close the studio, right? Mm-hmm. He said that's not enough anymore. That's pretty depressing. You don't want to see what happens to an industry where it's Call of Duty, Halo, Gears, and no one else has enough money to make any games anymore. That's not a fun industry. He says, I can't bet my entire company every time I make a game. That's a really dangerous business. I guess so. I'm not really sure.
I see his point, but doesn't mean I gotta like it.
Somebody has to take a risk that, you know, it doesn't have to be Gears of War that you make. Just try to create something good. And
I mean, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, wasn't Halo originally a risk? It was new.
Yeah. But they're trying to say the economy is different, but I think now is the time you probably need to take a risk for yourself. You can do these other little 5 games, but throw us a big one in there. And not Gears, because that's what I think is going to fail. People are, well, not all of us.
Tired, burned out.
Yes, we are Gears out. Except for Ginger, everybody else is Halo'd out. Can we just
And that's just because I have the whole little Master Chief thing.
Mm-hmm. Master Chief is her man. You can have him. He is all yours.
Girl, I want him too. So, yeah.
Out of order, ma'am. Out of order.
Man in a uniform. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to pull more stories from GamePolitics.com this morning. Plain Channel 4's Sweatshop. How many times? 4 tries to get that out? Plain Channel 4's Sweatshop. A new Flash game from the UK's Channel 4 and developer Little Loud called Sweatshop takes a lighthearted jab at the issue of apparel makers who use cheap overseas labor to make garments that are sold for high prices in the shops across the UK. While the game may be lighthearted in nature, the developers of the game take the subject very seriously and want to bring awareness of the tactics used by businesses to save money, often at the expense of workers who made very little money and don't have any rights in the workplace. From the official site about the game, they say, many of the clothes available in our high street shops have been manufactured in sweatshops.
factories that routinely pay their workers less than minimum wage and prevent the formation of unions to campaign for better working conditions. Sweatshop is a lighthearted game, but it's based upon a very present, realities that many workers around the world contend with each day. Little Loud and Channel 4 worked with experts on sweatshops to integrate some of these realities into the game design. In addition, there are numerous facts and figures spread throughout the game highlighting the plight of the workers who may well have made the clothes you are wearing today.
Very true, very true.
Mm-hmm. The website goes on to list a series of facts about sweatshops, complete with links offering more information on the subject. You can check out the game, get downloads, and find out more about the problem over at playsweatshop.com. I kind of like that. Teaching, a lot of people don't tend to think about this. And, I mean, I know us gamers are just as bad if you actually stop to think about how we get the silicone for all of this. Yeah, anyway.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this next one at all. It could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. I'll share it with you. So next time you go by and pick up your Starbucks latte, you can also get a free iPhone app.
A free iPhone app?
Yes, Starbucks, according to VentureBeat, will soon be offering free iPhone apps, just like it does for music from iTunes at its checkout counters. This is from CNET. The coffee chain will utilize the same Pick of the Week cards it's been using for the free iTunes music since 2008, which I never bought any of. It didn't even know they had it. The news is yet another sign that the app economy has finally hit mainstream. I couldn't imagine Starbucks doing the same thing for free PC software years ago. Apps, on the other hand, can instantly be downloaded and enjoyed while you're sipping your favorite Starbucks drink. He says, we've sent a comment request to Apple and Starbucks about the free app deal, but, of course, they haven't said anything back. They're saying the music identifying app Shazam Encore will be the first free app offered. Considering the app normally retails for $6.99, it certainly seems like a steal compared to a free music track, which typically sells for $1. Since we could see the first free app deal taking off with consumers, after all, apps have much more lasting value than free music tracks. People generally ignore the free music cards when getting the Starbucks free. I ignore all of it. I could care less. Give me the coffee. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. Is that cutting into the bottom line of the Starbucks? Because I got some Starbucks stock. I feel like any place I spend a lot of money, I want return on it. So that's why I buy the stock. I need to get some of that money back.
Yes.
Is that going to take away? And how come the investors were not notified of this? I want to talk to the people at Starbucks. I didn't get any email saying y'all were going to be carrying this stuff. I need to know these things.
Yes. Need to know. Need to know.
Affecting my retirement money. It's my money I'm going to buy that island with.
Ooh, island?
Yes, a whole Wi-Fi island.
Oh,
25 large, two-story high HD screens.
Talk to me.
25 Xboxes.
Oh.
15 PlayStations. No, I'm kidding. I wish.
I know, right?
That would be heaven, right? Oh, gosh. Anyway, Starbucks, fix it.
Okay. Yes, fix it. All right, I'm going to pull, I think, two short stories real quick. GamePolitics.com, because I love you guys. Atari settles D&D dispute, delays Neverwinter game.
Oh, that's ugly.
Yeah, I know some people are going to be ticked. All right, so Neverwinter Nights, the online-focused RPG that was being developed by Atari's Cryptic Studios, has been delayed. When Atari announced the PC role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons Neverwinter, it did so knowing that some bad results could be coming out of a court battle with Hasbro over the licensing rights to Dungeons & Dragons. While Hasbro and Atari seem to have settled their dispute today, the company also announced that its latest D&D-branded game would be delayed. The game was delayed not because of the legal actions, but because the publishers sold the game developers Cryptic Studios to Perfect World Entertainment. Neverwinter was revealed in August of 2010 with a 2011 release date attached to it. As a result of the Cryptic Studios sales, the game is now set for release in late 2012, with Perfect World investing in a more immersive experience for the game. Meanwhile, the settlement between Hasbro and Atari brings to an end a legal battle that had been going on since 2009. As part of the settlement agreement, Hasbro will regain control of the digital licensing rights to the Dungeons & Dragons franchise, while Atari will still be able to sell and develop a selection of games under the license, including its recently released Dungeons & Dragons Daggerdale and the upcoming Facebook game Heroes of Neverwinter.
for the terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Yeah. All right. I don't know what to think about that one.
We don't want to talk about it. It's hurtful.
Yeah, pretty much. Speaking of hurtful, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Another one from GamePolitics.com, and this one is incredibly short. Does price matter in a game review? For us, no. If your game's bad, no, because we're not getting paid for it anyways. All right, so the latest edition of Jumping the Shark, the official, not going to talk about that, tackles game pricing and if it should affect how a game reviewer evaluates a particular game. On this, on the one side of the argument are those that think the price of a game matters, and on the other side are those that believe it should have an impact on how a game is scored. The writer goes on to say, personally, I believe the value of a game is found or not found, as the case may be, in its overall presentation and has nothing to do with how much it costs. A flipping men.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of people disagree, but some good points are made for both sides of this longstanding argument among reviewers of the podcast that they're talking about, which I'm not going to give you. So anyways, GamePolitics.com. Go check that out if you want to. Pretty much my opinion. If your game sucks, I'm going to tell you so. If your game's awesome, I'll tell you that too. Kind of meh, you know, hey. But I don't care how much it costs unless your game is just bad. And then I'm going to tell people, don't waste your money.
Oh, that's voodoo. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's voodoo. Okay, I'm moving along because I don't want to get involved. That's Ginger's cause. Ginger's got her blade and everything out. I mean, well, here and some of you were dismayed after I posted this on Twitter, according to the private messages I just got. So now I'm going to tell you about it. iPad 3.
What you got?
Well, don't panic. It's not due out till next year. After numerous rumors circle that a new model of the Apple iPad would be available this year sometime, a report from DigiTimes says that those plans have now been canceled due to slow production of a higher resolution iPad screen. The iPad is the most popular tablet PC the world over, and Gartner estimates 68.6 million iPads will be shipped just next year alone. While Android tablets have cut into the iPad's market share by about 20%, the iPad is still projected to have 47.1% of the market in 2015, while the Android will move to 38.6% because of the supposed delay falls on Apple's display partners, including Sharp, LG, and Samsung. Ooh, the companies have not been able to manufacture the high-resolution 9.7-inch Retina display panels fast enough, indicating the process is more difficult than making the iPhone 4's Retina display. The report describes the technical challenges as such. I'm not going to read that. But it's hard. Let's put it that way. The report also says orders for the iPad 2 in the second half of 2011 should remain between 28 to 30 million units. Apple is likely expecting demand during the holidays to increase, and they're planning to sell through its stock of iPad 2 models to make way for the new models in early 2012. Yes, January. Might want to wait. You all know what's going to happen. While rumors have been circulating about the iPad 2 Plus or the iPad 3 coming out near the end of this year, we had a hard time believing it. And, of course, it's based on Apple's history. Normally, Apple launches a new product once a year around the same time. However, there's been some variation on this theme. With the MacBook Air Fresh that came sooner than expected, and then a new iPhone model that is taking longer than usual. So for now, you should probably look for iPad 3 being released, what, between January and March of next year? Mm-hmm.
There we go. Am I unmuted? Yeah, there we go. I'm all muted. I was all agreeing, and yeah.
Yes. Evil iPad.
Evil iPad. How dare y'all?
Yeah, they need to stop. And I don't agree with the iPad Plus. What's the point?
I don't think they have a point.
What is exactly the point? Why do we need the iPad 3? What is it going to be able to do that the one you know that you have doesn't do already? Can it cook? Can it mow the lawn? I mean, I'm serious.
That is a good question.
They are getting out of control, especially the iPhone. The Apple in general is out of order. They haven't released a new PC, the Mac Air FreshBook, but the iPads and iPhones, it's like every couple of months, oh, we're giving you a new one. But what else is it doing? It doesn't look, that much different from the one you had a little while ago. So I'm not understanding, and a lot of people say, well, it's faster. That's really not going to make a difference to me how fast I can upload my pictures to Facebook. It'll get there. So pictures get there 30 seconds before mine. So what?
It shouldn't matter. But for some other reason, it does seem to matter to people.
Well, no, they fall for the hype on the commercials. You guys got to learn to read the fine print.
Yeah.
The commercial's like, oh, it's really fast. That's not what you should be paying attention to. I want to know if I'm dying out in the middle of the desert, can I still make a call and say, help me? Can they find me with the GPS? I've been kidnapped. I'm in the trunk of a car. Can my iPhone tell people where I am? That's what I need to know. I don't need to know how fast it's going to tell them. Just can you tell them?
Yes, that is very, very true.
Go ahead, Ginger.
As I'm sitting here drinking. That's been always one of my biggest arguments. You know, I don't care how fast it is. Well, I do sometimes. But for the most part, I want to know if I can have a connection where I'm at in the middle of the boonies.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm lost, because I get lost.
Yes, especially if I'm lost, because I use my GPS. I've lived here for years now, and I still use my GPS to get around town. Because half the time, I don't remember where stuff is. I'm blonde. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. I've been in Houston my entire life, and I have to use a GPS because there's some little twisty, turny back roads you got to go down to get mm-hmm. to somewhere. And before, it would be I'm lost, and I have to call and say, okay, look, pull up Google Maps and find the name of this street.
That was my other thought that I lost there for a second. Battery life is my second biggest one because while I love my phone because it can do everything, it's so awesome, my Xperia Play. Yeah, depending on how mean I'm being to it, that battery will go dead in about 2 hours flat.
Yeah. And that's what you need, a phone with a long battery life. I need to know if I can be found. And the rest of that they tout on the commercials, oh, look, how fast did you download the story? I don't really care how fast it downloads. Stop trying to snow me. You all need to stop letting the advertising mm-hmm. people completely pull you away from what's important about your phone. And it's not how fast you can download a book or a song. Really, it's mm-hmm. not.
No.
How secure is it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Don't use McAfee. Anyway.
All right, I've got Hacker Evolution Duality.
What? Is that a game?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right, so XFN Studios is proud to announce the release of Hacker Evolution Duality, the latest in the acclaimed hacking simulation series.
Yes, yes.
Completely redesigned, Hacker Evolution Duality features an improved interface as well as updated sounds and animations.
Yes.
Sorry. You are Brian Spencer. Oh, come on. Why is he got to have a penis? You are Brian Spencer.
Oh, it's a little early for the P word.
Sorry. A programmer with unmatched technical prowess. Your expertise has yielded an all-powerful artificial intelligence capable of performing the tasks of an entire army of human hackers. But when an evil corporation threatens to take complete control of the internet with this technology, you will have to go against the powers of your very own creation.
Oh.
Hacker Evolution Duality presents a variety of puzzles and challenges in an intense, ever-changing experience. Start with basic firewall cracks and move up to complex security systems, making upgrades to your hardware along the way. Framing and even murdering people with ingenious traps, nothing can stand in your way in the quest to right the wrongs. Enjoy the intense single-player mode or test your skills in the brand-new open-world mode where you can
finally
take on fellow hackers in a unique and never-ending game.
Finally.
Hacker Evolution Duality is now available for purchase on Steam and various other digital distribution platforms for $24.95. More information about Hacker Evolution Duality can be found at hackerevolutionduality.com, or you know what? Head over to GameAndMatrix.com. I've got you a crap ton, and I'm not even kidding, pictures, screenshots of this game. Go check it out.
You all out there, bring it. I have been waiting. I don't know.
Sorry for those of y'all who had your speakers up too loud. Yeah.
That's okay. Somebody's at work like, oh, no.
Look, my bad. But seriously, why's it got to be a guy hacker?
I don't care. If those of you who played Uplink, and it better be as good, that's all I got to say to these people, because I'll be contacting them. And Ginger, all of you Blaster, Snow, other people, this one's mine. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this one for years.
I know. When I saw it, I was like, oh, hey, Corey was just talking about how she wants this.
I have been begging for it. It got to the point where I went to the guys that make, it's called the name of the company that made Uplink, one of the more popular hacker games. Went to them and said, look, you guys need, you know, years ago, you need to really bring it. You could put this on DS. Imagine people walking around with their DS and they can hack people with their pass. Got to do something. And they offered me the source code. I was like, I'm not that good. I can't have the source code. I can't do it. And a couple of people have tried. So it's about damn time. I've been waiting to hack somebody else so I can talk smack.
Because I type 90 words a minute. You are not taking me down.
No.
It's not happening. Let's do this. Any of you out there want some? I'm going to get codes, and we're going to give them away, too, after I have to get Ginger and number one. You know, they're going to cut me otherwise. But look here. Anybody else want some when I get these codes? Bring it.
I love you, Miss Corey.
It's on. It is on. I'm hacking some people. Ooh. Can't wait. Ooh. I love talking smack. Watch when somebody beats me, they're going to try to talk smack back. I'm like, I don't care.
I love you, Corey.
I don't care. All right. So this is kind of not really a gamer story, but I kind of find it interesting. The RGM group has carved out a niche by making sure that rich people see ads from luxurious and premium brands on the internet. This ought to piss a lot of you off. Please do not throw coffee in your boss's face and then blame us. In good times or bad, the Venice, California-based company has proven that it can profit from the growth of internet-related ads that target the right people at the right time. Cameron Razavi, who founded the company back in 2004 when he was just 25 years old, said in an interview that his company is on the way to tripling its revenues this year, and it hasn't raised any money at all. The company's RGM Alliance division is an ad network that matches luxury and premium brand advertisers with 250 publications that focus on high-end retailers, including yachting, luxury travel, Birda Style, Zagat, Men's Fitness, Woman's Day, Elle, Boating, and Esquire. And, of course, VentureBeat. Mm-hmm. The Alliance is... now reaches 117 million unique visitors per month. Ouch. And generates over 2.5 billion page views. The numbers are enough to put RGM and Comscore on the list of top 50 internet audiences. Back in May 2009, the company had just 21 million users a month among its 66 publications. It's a point of pride, he says, that we've been profitable since 2004 and haven't had to raise any money. He says, in the last few years, we've evolved our approach to ads. We create a new niche for both publishers and advertisers. Back in December 2010, RGM reached 91 million users a month via 200 high-end publications, and it generated 1.5 billion page views. The differentiator for RGM is that it can reach so many page views with a relatively small number of publications. You need to call us. Razavi said the companies stringently pre-screens website publishers so that it works only with those that meet standards required by premium advertisers in the areas of brand integrity, site content, ad placements, and audience. Razavi says the Alliance continues to be transparent to both advertisers and publishers with no hidden sites or traffic sources. Advertisers select the channel and can target their campaigns based on geography or desired behavioral changes. RGM's advertisers also include luxury brands such as Jaguar, Cadillac, Waldorf Astoria, Bombardier, SkiJet, De Beers, and others. The advertisers also include brand names such as Acura, HSBC, Boise, Qantas, Horchow, Arizona Tourism, and Bosch. Yes, y'all know all those companies. You may not know what they make, but you've heard those names before.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to let you pop over to VentureBeat if you'd like to read these. Please don't jump on VentureBeat. People got to make their money. I'm not mad at them. Any of them. He's not doing anything bad. So, but you should probably know the whole it's the economy thing doesn't fly for everybody.
No, not at all.
But he's not disclosing their revenue numbers, but he says their profits are in the high digit range. You count the zeros, baby. He said rivals include such company as Glam Media, who does all the advertising for Cosmo. I know who they are. Cosmo, Vogue. You know, that's my other magazines. I'm serious. When I clean up my desk, I'll take a picture. My magazine rack has, I have like Computer Graphics World, and then behind that is Vogue. you also have your travel ad network competing with them, and Condé Nast Digital, who I also heard of. So if you're into that sort of thing, maybe go over and check that out. Over at VentureBeat, actually. I'm glad that they disclosed that it was them. I'm surprised to see that he's able to make this kind of money without raising capital. So just goes to show you people out there, if you want to do it, do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I got some Blizzard news.
Oh, my God. After you do Blizzard news, the news is not stopping this morning. Wait till I share this with y'all. Go ahead, Ginger.
Uh-oh. Well, this is actually fairly short. I talked about this several weeks ago now. We just mentioned it in passing. But the new Real ID Party feature is now live. All right. So they just posted this up on Facebook, and I'm totally stealing it. We are happy to announce that the testing period of World of Warcraft's new Real ID party system is now complete, and the feature is now officially live. We've received a lot of feedback from the community throughout the course of our testing, and we appreciate everyone taking the time to share their thoughts and experiences with us. For those who haven't yet had a chance to try it out, the Real ID party system allows players to invite Real ID friends of the same faction to a five-player normal or heroic dungeon, regardless of what realm their friends are on. New feature makes it easier than ever for real-life friends to play together, and it's available to all World of Warcraft players at no additional charge. All you need to do is have a Real ID enabled. All right, so you can learn more about Real ID. You can visit the Real ID webpage over at us.battle.net/en/Real ID. There's also a FAQ, which is over at the same place, so go check that out. And if you go over to us.battle.net, you can actually read the whole Q&A portion of how the Real ID party feature works.
All right. Well, this is actually short, but I'm going to share it with you because it just came in and they asked so nicely for us to mention it. Country Dance 2. This one's yours, Ginger.
I'm no better at that either.
Yes, but as much as I love country music or any music, I can only stand so many hours of it. That's not just country. That's any music. I get obsessed with a genre, and then after a while, it's like, okay, that's enough. It don't matter who it is. That's enough. So we're not good for me to have dancing games or rock band. That's why my rock band drums have dust on them, truth be told. I get tired of it. Slime songs. But you could check those out. I'm going to get some screenshots up, is what they just sent, and they asked us very nicely to mention it in exchange for Ginger getting a copy. No.
Oh, what?
I'm kidding. Maybe. All right. So you have there's another new game coming out, actually, that I just got as well. Yeah, Squids. Mm-hmm. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, actually, I did. I saw that this morning. I was refusing to mention it.
Well, now that they sent it to us, we have to. They sent it directly to us. Yay. All right. So they said, get ready to grab some tentacles. The Game Bakers, they're a new studio, development studio, founded by video game industry veterans, is revealing the first details of their upcoming underwater epic Squids. The game will be released for iPhone, iPod Touch in October, with versions for the iPad, Mac, PC, and Android following soon after. And Squids players will command a small army of stretchy, springy sea creatures to protect an idyllic underwater kingdom from a sinister emerging threat. You always got to protect it from the emerging threat. There's also an infectious black ooze that is spreading through the lush seascape. They need to stop with this. Turning ordinary crustaceans into menacing monsters. Now a plucky team of squids, each with unique personalities, skills, and ability-boosting attire, must defend their homeland and overturn the evil forces that jeopardize their aquatic utopia. With its adventurous plot, whimsical cartoon net artwork, and tactical RPG-inspired gameplay, Squids combines old-school gaming sensibilities with the hands-on convenience of touch-enabled smartphones and tablets. The turn-based battle. See, now you lost me. Are fought with simple controls that allow players to stretch squid heroes by the tentacles and fling them across the battlefield. No. Special moves, combo attacks, and customizable characters make for dynamic playing experience that goes deeper than most mobile games. Plus, the game's Retina display optimizes graphics, highlighted by breathtaking underwater environments and hilarious character animations, makes Squids one of the best-looking iPhone, iPod Touch games today. So that's how they get you right there.
We don't care
how it looks. It needs to be a good game, people.
Mm-hmm.
Game Bakers was founded early this year by former Ubisoft employees whose credits include Splinter Cell, Double Agent, Tom Clancy's In War, other best. You probably should not have put that on your resume. You are not making me want this now. And other best-selling action games. Squid, of course, was born of the team's desire to return to the playful fun of video games earlier days. I don't know about that. Making a Squid has been like baking a cake, they said. We took the best ingredients from our years of a AAA console development, especially in terms of depth, and we mixed a lot of those in with the best of iOS gaming. Then we layered a fun universe and characters on top. We sneaked a bite of our cake, and it tastes delicious. We hope you like it, too. Squids will be shown for the first time at Gamescom. So you can go by there if you're over in that neck of the woods, or you can sign up to receive their newsletter at thegamebakers.com. No, guys. If y'all are the ones that did that double agent thing, although I have to, at least I'll finish double agent. I still have it, I think. But ugh, if y'all were on that last one, I'm not liking that either. That's not a good thing to mention. Boo.
No, not a good one to mention at all. Okay. As we mentioned earlier, Game Developers Conference is now going on, several of them. All right, so we've got Game Developers Conference Europe 2011 opens today at the, I'm going to kill this name, Cologne-Miss in Cologne, Germany.
Cologne.
Cologne. All right. So the 2011 Game Developers Conference Europe, GDC Europe, commences this morning at the Kongresszentrum OST of the Cologne-Miss in Cologne, Germany. Produced by UBM Tech Web Game Network, organizers of the leading Game Developers Conference series, GDC Europe is the continent's most important game development event. GDC Europe runs in Cologne, Germany from August 15th through the 17th of 2011. If you want some more information about it, you can head over to gdceurope.com. In its third year, GDC Europe features more than 120 forward-looking keynotes, lectures, and panels on game development across five tracks and four summits. The event boasts more than 150 national and international speakers, over 60 exhibitors, and sponsors, and more than 200 media representatives, and brings to the continent a 360-degree view of the business and artistry of making games. This year, the conference introduces four summits: the Social Game Summit, the Smartphone and Tablet Game Summit, the Independent Game Summit, and the Community Management Summit, reflective of the growing importance of these topics to Europe developers. GDC Europe opens Cologne's Games Week, which continues with Gamescom, Europe's leading games trade event for consumers and publishers, also at Cologne-Miss, running from August 17th through the 21st, a business trends press conference to kick off Games Week and featuring speakers from GDC Europe and Gamescom, as well as representatives from the German Trade Association for Interactive Entertainment Software. I know, I totally went somewhere else with that. All right, so the UK Trade and Investment Department and Cologne's Cologne-Miss will take place today at GDC Europe within the Congress Saal on the fourth floor of the Cologne-Miss Kongresszentrum OST, beginning at 12 p.m. All right, so it looks like they're going to have a whole bunch of keynote addresses by all kinds of people. I'm not even going to start down that list because that's a lot of people. So anyways, if you want to check that out, if you want more information about GDC Europe, you can head over to GameNatrix.com, where we are following it, or you can head over to GDCEurope.com. But you know you want to go over to GameNatrix.com because, you know, we got free stuff and all kinds of awesomeness.
I don't think we have any free stuff today.
Sorry. We're all on free stuff today. But, hey, we got awesomeness still.
Well, for you lovely people that play The Sims, I am working on a bunch of modern homes. I don't know why y'all like those so much. But they will not be free. You will not have them for free. But they'll be cheap. You can afford under $1. Yeah. So there's a series of modern, gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Very nice.
Because I keep getting asked. I don't know why. When you see these, you're going to ask why. They're so garish. I mean, loudly garish.
I have seen the modern home trend recently, and I don't know why people like that.
I like them, but the ones I make are kind of out there, like really out there, but people love them. Like, I put a couple up on the actual Sim website, and within an hour, it's like 300 downloads, and favorite. It's like, why?
$1 piece. That's nice.
Well, we'll see if they like them. I've been driving around outside, you know, my head out the window, snapping pictures of the real ones here, because that's a big thing going on here. I don't know why. It doesn't go well with Texas weather. Metal-sided housing, corrugated steel, not a good thing when you're...
No!
Yeah.
Ow! Albert, hot, not good.
Not just the hot, but, like, this side of Houston that I live on is, like, lightning central. So you have corrugated metal on the side of your house. Yeah, put two and two together. And these are 3 to 4 stories high, all kinds of crazy shapes, you know, attracting lightning. So, yeah, not smart. Hurricane Alley here. Yeah, this is not good. All right, so you guys have been wondering what's been going on with Joe Wood. I know you have.
Have we?
Yes, because there's... And the Adventure Company, or Nordic Games, has bought Joe Wood and the Adventure Company brands. I'm very happy about this. They have plans to relaunch them as labels and republish back catalogs that they've had. The company said that it also hopes to invest in and develop IP franchises, including Spellforce, Painkiller, Yes, Painkiller was the first company, when they were Joe Wood and the Adventure Company that gave us our first box blurb, which I talk about all the time. Yay.
Yay.
I wish I could find it. Anybody out there have the first Painkiller with our names on it? If you have it, please let me know.
I would love to see that.
I would too. I was, oh, please. I don't know why I didn't buy it.
That was for the time of the ginger awesomeness.
Yes, it was. Ginger awesomeness only makes us greater.
Aww. Yeah, I love you, Corey.
That was awesome before. Now we are epic. Okay, so. The new venture will be a fresh start, and we'll be introducing new systems, procedures, and business ethics to ensure the company goes from strength to strength. This is from Lars Wingfors, who's the CEO of Nordic Games. He says, this is the beginning of a brand new era. Put your hand over your heart, people. And over the coming months, product development will start on a variety of well-loved and respected brands and products. Please do not run the Painkiller. That is a good game.
Yeah.
A European publisher, Joel Wood, filed for insolvency at the beginning of the year, which hurt our hearts. And, of course, Nordic Games has picked up the brand and taken over. So hopefully they'll be back. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, now wait a minute. That was short, and I got other juicy news I had to share.
All right, go. Oh, wait, are we already over on the other side?
Wait a minute, are we? We are. See, we got too much news.
Too much. I know, I'm here flipping through pages and pages.
Ooh, I'll have to warn them on the Twitter. Sorry, guys. All right. Oh, yes. We do have pages and pages. I don't know, man. We'll talk about this, Ginger. We'll talk about it later. But I do need to tell you. Juicy. Okay. Amazon. Somebody at Amazon leaked the PS3 Gamescom price cut that was rumored that was going to be announced later this evening at Sony, which probably is right around this time. It's about, what, 5, 6 o'clock in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just supposed to be announced now. Apparently, Amazon has slashed the price of the 320-gigabyte PS3 down to 215 francs, quid, rupees, euros, whatever it is. Its RRP is 291.05, so you save about 75.85, or 26%, actually. The 160-gigabyte has been reduced to 192, which is normally 225.30.
That is nice.
Yes, you say 63.30 or about 25%. Sony's Gamescom's 2011 conference is due to start at 6 p.m. UK, which again is right about now, or in about 10 to 15 minutes. I might be a little off on my German time, or it started an hour ago. I'm really not sure. Somewhere in there. Of course, if you want to watch live, we do not have a live feed. We do have some stuff that, you know, we have a feed, but it's not live. But you can go over to our homies over at the Eurogamer and check out the feed if you like. Our homie Skillet and Slices at the UK. Wait a minute, what era, what decade did I pull that from? 90s, was it?
I have no idea, woman.
I don't even know.
That was some craziness.
Yes.
All right, so before I lose my voice, as y'all can hear, I'm already coughing over here. Batman Arkham City to support stunning stereoscopic 3D on Xbox 360, oh, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. All right, so Batman Arkham City will be playable in stereoscopic and anaglyphic 3D for the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, and the PC. It is scheduled for release on October 21st in the UK. Gamers on Xbox 360, PS3 can delve deep into Arkham City's breathtaking environments and immersive gameplay in stereoscopic 3D when playing on any 3D HD TV and wearing active shutter glasses that are compatible with the television.
What?
Yeah, in other words, nobody's going to do this because, yeah, we already talked about this. All right, so, in addition, Batman Arkham City supports NVIDIA 3D Vision technology, allowing PC players to also experience the action in stereoscopic 3D on GeForce GPU-equipped desktop or notebook PCs and compatible 3D TVs. Fans with HD TVs can enjoy Batman Arkham City in anaglyphic 3D with technology compatible with all high-definition TV sets and visible to players wearing 3D glasses available for the video game. Right, so the rest of it's just talking about who's developing and all that fun stuff. So anyways, yeah, so Batman Arkham City is going to be able to be played in 3D. As long as you have, you know, the right TV, the right graphics card, and the right glasses.
Which means a lot of you won't be playing.
No, no, not so much.
Not in this economy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, there is all kinds of... I'm going to need them to slow it down at the Gamescom. They are not playing around.
No, I know. Three pages this morning, woman. Three pages.
Okay, and to update you all who will be listening to this probably a little bit late, at the time that I'm saying this is about 10 till noon, and it's 15 minutes until they're saying the Sony thing comes in. So probably by the time you download this, it'll be going on at the same time. You're welcome to listen to us and them at the same time if you just really want to know. But we already told you the scoop, so it's price cut. So you don't need to listen, really. But if you want to, go ahead. All right. Oh, I think my caffeine has kicked in or something. Okay, we got screenshots up for you. Country Dance. Ginger's in it.
No.
That is you. That is you.
No.
That is you.
No. No.
Are you sure? It looks like you. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'd be the chick who's fallen on her face. She trips over 2 feet.
Oh, you are right. Well, this one's going to cause an argument this week on the show, I am pretty sure.
Oh, yeah? What we got?
On a Thursday night show, it's going to be an argument. Well, 3DS sold 215,000 units in Japan following the price cut.
Oh, yeah, I can totally see you and Blaster going at that.
This is according to Famitsu publisher Interbrain. The price cut was in the region on August the 11th from 25,000 yen, see that symbol I know, to 15,000 yen, giving the system its second highest week of sales since launch when it sold shifted over 371 units. A separate report by Japanese paper Nike, not spelled like the shoe, it has an extra K in it and an E, states that the system sold 207,000 in the region during the period. They do have a chart, which we will have to try to grab for you, but it is awesome sauce. So I think it's going to be just fine. I love some of the comments being made. They said that this means that Japan has some games that people want to play. You know what? I don't know why. I don't know what people are expecting on a handheld. Are you expecting Halo, Gears of War to be on the DS? It's a handheld system. I wouldn't really want to play anything like that on the handheld system. Part of the fun of playing a first-person shooter, because I hear people that gripe about that, I want to have FPS on the DS. No, the part of the fun is to be on a ginormous screen so that you can see the brains when you blow them out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or the blood and you know, somebody's going to take that the wrong way, you violent people. But the thing is, I don't want to play that on a small screen. I want my small games and my...
I want to see the blood splatter.
Yeah, I want my small games, and I'm really looking forward to playing the one where when you put it over, you know, the table, that looks like things are coming out. I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh,
I can never remember the name of it, Ghost something or other, but I like the idea that I will walk through my whole house and just be all on the wall. I know there's something up here on this wall.
That is... See, I couldn't do that. No. All right. That would be a little too creepy.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
You talk about Cooking Mama with the new controls, and it picks up on the shaking. Oh, man, I know they got some shaking baked chicken in it. I know they do. I mean, walking around shaking that thing. That's good fun right there. Okay, I'm sorry, did it go?
No, that's fine. All right, Joymax launches Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead.
Yay.
Highly anticipated free-to-play first-person shooter explodes onto the scene today. New events celebrate the game's launch. All right, so additionally, Joymax released new screenshots and is featuring a special promotional event today in celebration of the game's launch. To learn more about the game, players can visit joymax.com/karma. Joymax CEO Nam Chul Kim says, "The Karma Online team has dedicated endless hours and passion towards making this title everything it is, and we are so incredibly proud of the final product. We know players will really appreciate and enjoy the uniqueness of this AAA title, including a huge variety of weapons, modes, maps, and characters offered in the game. We are excited for everyone to jump right into the action for one of the most exhilarating online first-person shooters to enter the market this year. To help celebrate the game's launch, Joymax has a special promotional event for players. Those players who spend between 60 and 100 silk will receive a free weapon, an AK-47, which they will be able to use for 3 days. Only 3 days? Come on. Those players, however, who spend over 100 silk will get to use the weapon for an additional 4 days. All right, so this is a follow-up event to the open beta test promotion, which ran from August 2nd through August 9th, where players were given 100 silk for every 10 minutes they played the game. The silk they obtained during the event period will be able to be used to purchase in-game items beginning August 23rd. The event turned out to be a tremendous success, with more than $10,000 worth of free silk being given out to players. Speed is an advantage as players who dash their way through the rapid movements adds to the game's action-packed gameplay and liveliness.
The ability for players to enter the game by choosing channels without having to select a server provides a quicker way for players to join in on the action. Players can also set their own unique characters with specialized skills. Players must watch their weight limits, ooh, and be strategic about the weapons they carry with them around the battlefield.
Ooh.
That is nice. For beginners new to the Karma Online series, players can warm up their soldiers in the special map provided before actually joining the real battle. Gamers can practice their skills by shooting randomly at hundreds of zombies wandering around in AI mode without the worries of being killed by other players. Channels are classified by ranks and winning rate, so players can pick out the best fit for them. Developed in conjunction with Dragonfly and published by Joymax, Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead is the newest installment of the Karma Online series, the top online first-person shooter series in Korea. Players go back in time to World War II, where they must choose to side with Axis or Allied powers and join the fight for global victory with a zombie twist. In this virtual and historical
situation,
yes, we love some zombies. Players will be up against enemy troops as well as hundreds of the walking dead from the remains of the catastrophic battle. Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead will be available in English, German, Spanish, and Turkish.
Nice.
All right. There's a whole bunch of links so that you can become friends and fans of Karma Online. If you head over to GameNatrix.com, I've already got it up for you, and go check out the screenshots.
All right. Well, quick reminder for those of you who are at Gamescom and you need a job. They are having a career fair. I don't have all the details, but GI.biz is hosting the career fair. So just look for them. Tell them that we sent you over there. There are new.
Anything for Ginger? Remember, it's GINGIR.
Ginger's get cut. However, two pieces of juicy news, and I can only pick one. Do I do the Nintendo?
Oh, yeah. What we got?
Nintendo or the cake would be. Which one do I pick? Which one
Nintendo,
do I pick?
Nintendo.
All right, then Nintendo it is, if it'll load, because you know Firefox is being a little B word today. Nintendo. Yes, another game conference. Nintendo has confirmed 6 titles for this year's Eurogamer Expo, which is going to be taking place September 22nd through the 25th at Earl's Court 1 in London. Told you about this. As well as the Wii titled Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Oh, they'll also be bringing 3DS games Mario Kart 7, Super Mario 3D Land, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. We forgot about that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That they took that from away from Sony. Boo. Resident Evil Revelations and Kid Icarus Uprising. Nintendo is the latest company to add support to the Consumer Game Show, which will host about 30,000 attendees over the 4 days, with games from Sega, Sony, Ubisoft, Bethesda, THQ, amongst others. The show will also host developer sessions from leading industry professionals, the Indie Games Arcade, and the Games Industry.biz Career Fair, which I just told you about, in associations with BAFTA, Yuki, and TIGA. For more information, you can visit over at the Eurogamer.net/expo website and get you some details if you're planning on being over that way. I am, however, not allowed to go to London, but we may send Ginger.
yes. Send Ginger.
Okay. Yeah, Ginger, you're not allowed to go either.
Why am I not allowed to go?
I'll get a call and say, look, I'll get a call and say it's an emergency. You have to come, and then I'll get there and be like, I just wanted to trick you. Now that you're here.
I would never do that. No, I would never do that.
You all hear the lilt in the voice.
I love you.
She is lying.
I love you.
I'm feeling a little GTA today. My other man, Nico, who has left me and is apparently not coming back. Rockstar, what's the holdup? Ugh. If you're not going to give me a woman in the lead, can I at least get Nico back? I have to play me some GTA today. Which I'm still trying to get Ginger to play. Ginger, play.
I don't have GTA.
Get it.
Where is my tag for this one? Get it with my tag. Here.
Send you a shirt.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Why does this song make me want to hula hoop?
Interesting question right there.
I have weird word associations in my head about things. So this song, I associate
with
is sexy hula hooping. You know, with those little shiny shorts they used to wear in the 70s? And some roller skates and a lollipop. I'm having issues today.
Apparently. You're a hilarious woman. I love you.
Oh, I had my special cocktail today. That's why.
Very nice.
Green tea and coffee.
How are you even... Wow. How are you sitting? I'd be bouncing off the wall.
I am bouncing. I had the whole shaky leg thing going on.
Very nice.
Oh, gotta get up. All right, guys. You know where to find us.
Yep. GamingDayChicks.com. Facebook, Twitter, Second Life, apparently GTA, WoW maybe. I'm thinking that's going to go finally today.
If we could just get Ginger to play GTA, she'd have such a good time.
Yes.
Talk about carnage. We keep telling you, if you come, me, Jay Dukes, you got your ZQ. There was somebody else that was playing with us. You get in there and we just run over people. Sometimes you just need that.
Yes, sometimes I do just need... Oh, my God. What is this one? I wish I'd seen this one before we were done. It's called Ugly American.
Oh, my gosh. So you have to Twitter that one.
Yeah. I'll post it and Twitter it because, wow.
All right, guys. We are out of here. See you guys tomorrow. Remember to keep an eye on the site. We got updates from Gamescom coming all the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Later, boys and girls. Mwah.